Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast, the male podcast, He Stutters, She Asks Him, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. And it's also freely available as a download on iTunes. So today I want to say hello to a friend of mine who's going to be sharing parts of his story today. So, hey, Ian, how's it going?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I've had a nice relaxing weekend, and I'm looking forward to hearing your story. So to get us started, could you formally introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy.
Sure. My name is Ian Mahler. I am a person who stutters. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah, with my wife and three girls. I am the receiving manager for a large wholesale club in Salt Lake City.
Okay. Wow. Well, that sounds like it keeps you pretty busy.
Yes, I'm a manager there, so I'm on salary. I normally work pretty long hours, typically between 10 to 11 hours a day.
Oh, wow. Wow. How did you get stuck with that?
I actually first started with Costco part-time back when I was going to college at the University of Washington, and in 1997, and I was a part-time over there until I finished school the next year. I went full-time after that. And I first got into management in 2005.
Wow. So you've been in management for like 12 years, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So management, obviously, must include a lot of interacting with others and talking and communicating. How does your stutter impact your role?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely in a journey for me. I've definitely improved on the acceptance of my stuttering. I've been throughout my life, I've experimented with different self-help techniques. I also went to a intensive 2-week program at the University of Utah. It was a program focused mainly on fluency. I took that in 2003. It seemed to help for a couple weeks or so, but it seemed to deteriorate after that. Recently, what has seemed to help the most, besides acceptance, I've been doing a lot of mindfulness, just taking some quiet time throughout the day to focus on my breathing.
Wow. So you've done a lot to try to manage your stuttering. It sounds like. So what's it like for you at work? Are people pretty accepting?
I feel for the most part, as a manager, I do send quite a lot of emails. I put underneath the signature of my email that I'm a person who stutters, and I also put underneath that hashtag let me finish. So obviously anyone who reads my emails knows that, and knows that I prefer that they let me finish when I get kind of block.
I think that's great that you include that in your professional signature. That takes a lot of courage. I don't know if I could do that at work. And I consider myself to be very accepting of my stuttering.
Yeah, I mean, when I send the emails, it's often not just to people within my location. I also send them a lot to outside vendors and to corporate.
Wow. Has anybody ever commented on it?
Surprisingly, not really, no.
Oh, wow. Well, it just goes to show people have their own agendas.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. So have you ever had any experiences, either at work or outside of work, where you've had somebody that hasn't been very positive about your stuttering?
Not necessarily people who make fun of me, but there's always people who try to cut me off, or in other ways don't let me finish. There was a time when I needed to make a phone call from receiving, and as you can probably expect, it often times can be noisy. The person I was calling kept cutting me off, and I just basically told him, you know, listen, I am a person who stutters. You need to let me finish, so I am going to say what I am going to say. Do you have any questions? And he said, no, I'm good.
That sounds like that worked like a charm.
Yeah. So yeah. Besides that, there will always be people who try to finish my sentences, normally I just continue talking so they at the point that, I mean, if they would like to say the exact same thing I'm going to say, that's fine. But either way, I'm still going to finish. So
that sounds great. It sounds like you have a lot of self confidence. Have you always felt so confident?
No. I mean, it was definitely a rough time, you know, growing up, and there was always any of other kids who would make fun of me, and there was even a teacher in ninth grade who mocked me in front of the class. And so, I mean, we all have swapped stories like that, and within the stuttering community, and I think we can all agree that it just makes us that much stronger.
Yeah, it does. How did you respond when your ninth grade teacher mocked you?
I mean, honestly, I don't really think I said much. About it. It was probably at a time when I wasn't quite as self confident with my speech as I am now.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Still, I probably would have started crying and run out of the room.
Yeah,
that's tough. Cool. So we're kind of talking about the challenges that you've encountered with stuttering. Have there been any opportunities because of stuttering?
Well, I did, of course, get the opportunity to go to the regional NSA conference in Tempe. I believe that was 2 years ago from last fall.
Yep.
Obviously, I have made many friends uttering such as you. And I too cherish those relationships.
Yeah, they're pretty special. Yeah. I remember when we met after, I believe we'd met first on Stutter Social, if I'm correct. And then we met in person at the regional. That was so cool because it seemed like we already knew each other.
Yes, I believe when I first saw you Heather and Annie, I was like, wow, you guys are like movie stars, you know, because you, I have only at the time I had only seen you guys on the computer through Stutter Social, and it was like, wow. So
yeah, it was fun to hug each other.
Yes, yeah, it was. It was definitely very surreal.
Yeah. So what's it like with your family? Are your girls pretty supporting of Dad's speech?
Yeah. With my girls, they're Xteen, 12, and 11, and they definitely know that when we go out in public, if I do get stuck on a block, that they do need to let me finish just like everyone else, and they also see me at home doing my mindfulness, you know, and so they are definitely good with it.
They probably just see it as normal, right?
Yeah, I've life, so it's obviously nothing new.
Right.
So, yeah.
And what about your wife? She must be a rock in your life, I'm guessing.
Yeah, she is. She has a variety of health issues she's been dealing with for most of her life, so she definitely knows what it means like to go through adversity and to try to overcome challenges. So we definitely help each other out that way.
That's great. That's great that you're so helpful to each other. And I'm sorry to learn that she's dealing with health issues. That must be a real challenge.
Yeah, I mean, as a manager, like I said, I work a lot, and has definitely been a challenge for the kids too, but they have definitely learned a lot, and they have learned how to help out around the house too, and so we've all definitely learned a lot together over the years.
It sounds it, and it sounds like you're a very, very united, supportive, loving family, and that's great to hear.
Yeah, we are united and loving most of the time, but believe me, we have three girls at the house. They can definitely have their moments too, but that's okay.
I'm sure. I grew up in a household with four sisters and a brother, so I know about those moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, kind of in wind down mode, what would you say stuttering has taught you?
The two words that come to mind are resilience and empathy. I mean, obviously, as a person who utters, we have gone through a lot, a lot of hard times people who don't necessarily understand or even care to understand what we are going through, and I just always try to communicate to the people that I work with, especially being a manager in a leadership position, that although it's my job to get the results, that I also care for them as people too.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Such a great way to end our conversation. I just want to say, Ian, thank you so much for being a guest today and sharing parts of your story. I feel confident that you're going to inspire people that are listening.
Well, it was definitely my pleasure, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
You're welcome. And this has been He Stutters, She Asks Him.